This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, appeared in court in person Monday for the first time since the military arrested her when it seized power on February 1st. That's according to Myanmar media. One of her lawyers, Min Min So, told the Associated Press by phone that Suu Kyi was able to meet with her defense team before her hearing began at a special court set up inside the city council building at the Capitol. The hearing's purpose was procedural. The lawyers also met with Win Myint, who was president in the government that Suu Kyi led as a state counselor and defendant of some time of the same charges she faces. As the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East, who focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Top U.S. commander for the region said Sunday, while traveling through the Middle East over the past week, Marine General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, fielded a persistent question or questions from the military and political leaders that he met. And that is whether or not the U.S. is still committed to their country and their region and what more support they can get. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors to a flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that helped trigger war in Gaza. Those overseeing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound say police cleared young Palestinians out of the site and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45, although they deny that. It says six Palestinians were arrested and four later released. Again, Israeli police deny that. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 death toll in India has now passed 300,000 as a devastating surge of new infections appears to be easing in big cities, but the virus is not finished with India by any means. As megacities like Mumbai and New Delhi see some improvement, the virus appears to be taking a ghastly toll in the country's rural areas. The majority of India's people live in rural areas where health care is limited. Health Ministry on Monday reported more than 4,400 deaths within a 24-hour period, bringing India's total to about 304,000. India has the third most deaths behind the United States and Brazil. Experts believe the true toll is significantly greater. Torrents of lava poured into villages after dark in eastern Congo with little warning, leaving at least 15 people dead. This is amid the chaos and destroying of more homes. 500 officials and survivors said this on Sunday. The eruption of Mount on Saturday night sent about 5,000 people leaving the city of Goma across the nearby border into Rwanda, while another 25,000 others sought refuge to the northwest. That's according to the UN Children's Agency. More than 170 children were still feared missing by Sunday. UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of that disaster. Protesters, including local Belarusians, took to the streets of Ukraine's capital Sunday after a Belarusian opposition figure was detained in Minsk when his plane was grounded over a bomb threat. The opposition and Western officials denounced the incident as a hijacking operation by the Belarus government. Roman Pratasevich faces charges that could bring 15 years in prison. The flight from Athens, Greece, to the Lithuanian capital changed course to head for Minsk. The plane was allowed to continue after several hours. The Lithuanian president also called the incident a state-sponsored terror act. Japan mobilized military doctors and nurses to give shots to elderly people in Tokyo and Osaka as the government desperately tries to accelerate its vaccination rollout and curb coronavirus infections just 2 months before hosting the Olympics. The Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is determined to hold the Olympics and has made an ambitious pledge to finish vaccinating elderly people by the end of July, despite skepticism that it's possible. Worries about public safety while many Japanese remain unvaccinated have prompted growing protests and calls for canceling the games. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.